Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, November 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks largely edged lower. The S&P 500 lost 6 points. The Nasdaq finished 66 points lower. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average managed to eke out a slight gain. It rose 3 points to 33,853. Investors continue to monitor protests in China and will be focused on a speech tomorrow by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. It's the last major scheduled event for Fed officials before the next rate-setting meeting in 2 weeks. In corporate news, shares of UPS rose 2.8% after analysts at Deutsche Bank upgraded the stock to a buy, saying risks from a slowing economy and labor talks are already priced in. The company would likely be affected by any potential strike by rail worker unions. In Washington, the Biden administration called on Congress to pass legislation that would avert a rail shutdown. Shares of railroad operator CSX were up 1.8%, and Union Pacific finished 2% higher. Shares of AMC Networks fell 5.3% after CEO Christina Spade stepped down from the role after less than 3 months. The company also said it is planning to lay off about 20% of its U.S. employees. Apple shares fell 2.1% after a tech analyst warned that recent protests in China could harm near-term iPhone sales. Oil prices rose, aided by hopes for looser COVID restrictions in China. U.S. crude finished the day up 1.2% to $78.20 a barrel. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.